Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. You got the Miracle Man show here. He's not quite with us yet. Had a little lag in the scheduling process, but he'll be with us here directly. So just hang in there, and he'll be coming around the mountain when he comes. So we'll just give you some heads up here how things work around the show. As a producer, I make things happen here at Mom McDonald's in West Branch. He makes things happen at the McDonald's there in Midland. And we broadcast across the Blog Talk Radio network. And that makes it pretty amazing show that we're able to do here. Now, I'm going to give you some details. Got to dial in a guest here. Hold on. All right. So,
make that one live like that, and I should be live with you on my headset and on my phone. Give you some better audio there. And Miracle Man will be with us. Now, if you'd like to call in and talk to the Miracle Man, 215-383-3810. 215-383-3810. And that gets you connected to our studio board. And we'll be able to see your number. If you'd like to talk or ask a question, have us pray for you, you can dial 1, push the 1 button on your keypad. And that'll send a note to us and put you in the queue saying you would like to ask a question or have us pray for you. And we'll talk about pretty much anything here except for politics. This is not a political show. We might not be politically correct. But we'll talk about anything. The most important thing we'll talk about is faith. We're going to have fun. And we're still in football season, but basketball season is going. Hockey's going. So the Miracle Man, as soon as he gets here, will say a prayer. He'll start into the show just like he is. Here he is. Good evening, Miracle Man. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I am absolutely here.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you good.
All right, and I can hear you good tonight, too. So
yep.
I gave the phone number and told them that we're not a political show. So that's where we are. Take it away.
Alrighty.
The producer's work is done.
So, folks, in case you're wondering, yes, I am at McDonald's. My producer, the preacher man, already told you all about that number where you can call. And, of course, I'm sure he told you this, but it really is a smart thing to listen to this program and to follow this program on your smartphone. It's also a smart thing to go follow me on Twitter at River Shukla, RYVERSSHUKLA. I got a Twitter. And I'm going to be tweeting, you know, when we're going to have a show and what have you. For example, Saturday I was live tweeting a bit at that game that I was at the Clarkston versus West Bloomfield State Championship. I was tweeting a bit, but yeah, you can follow me. You can follow the show, and you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm gonna start doing a scripture of the day on there too. So it's good stuff, all you listeners. If you have a Twitter, great, follow me. If you don't have a Twitter, you should get one, because then you can follow me and follow some other people too, if that's what you want.
There you go.
But just saying. So, anyhow, with that in mind, I am going to remind you of something I mentioned it briefly last night. tomorrow night starts the annual National Leadership Conference put on by Mark Barkley Ministries, Living Word Church, at Living Word Church. It's at 2010 North Stark Road, 1 mile north of US 10, right-hand side of the road if you're coming north. And it is at the corner of Stark and Lutz Road. It's the big church. You'll see it right there on the right. You'll see the dove. And we have, it's a great conference. We have the conference meeting times are, Wednesday night for prayer at 6:15 and 7 o'clock for service. And then we have church service again at 10:30 on Thursday morning. And then we have prayer 6:15 Thursday night, service 7 o'clock Thursday night. And then Friday is just like Thursday. And leadership is so important. And we even have a pastoral honor night where we take up an offering and preachers get to come up and say their name and who they're from and discuss their appreciation for Dr. Buckley. So it's amazing. You want to be a part of that? Please come out. And it's a really great thing. It's a nice way to end the old year. And so, if I were you, I'd be there. Also, it's a little bit of a heads up. It's nothing bad. This is actually something that's actually pretty cool. Generally, every show from now to Christmas, I'm either going to sing a Christmas song or I'm going to give a tidbit on Christmas, maybe. The last week or two leading up to it, when I read verses and exhort, the last 1 to 2 weeks of that is going to be me talking about me reading and talking about the Christmas story and about how Jesus was born and what it was said he would do for us. I'm going to get a bit deeper into this, you know, when that time comes. But example of this is where in Matthew, where it talks about that John the Baptist says, you know, they tell Mary and Joseph, you know, they shall give him the name Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins. And for example, that's part of the things, one of the things I'm going to be talking about around that time when it comes. And also a few tidbits about the candy cane. Why do we do that? Oh, by the way, Miracle Man, why do we do Christmas trees? Is it just so we can all look pretty? And I want you all to realize that, for example, the Christmas tree, it's not just something to make the house look pretty. There's more to it than that. And around that time, when we get to the last 2 weeks or so, that's part of what we're going to be discussing. But that's just a bit of a heads up for you. So here's the plan for tonight. The plan is for tonight, the 28th of November, I'm going to open up with a word of prayer. After that, I'm going to read our verses on faith. Then we're going to go to the next chapter of Genesis, chapter 46. Then we're going to exhort on what I read or whatever I feel like God's putting on my heart. after we do that, I'm going to sing my song for tonight. It's going to be a good one. I already know what it's going to be, but I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be until I'm just about to sing it. Don't worry, folks. I am not going to be barking like a dog. And if I actually sing that song, I'll actually sing it right. But no, I'm not singing that song tonight. It's going to be something else. Anyhow, so yeah, we're going to do the prayer, we're going to do the reading, we're going to do the exhortation, we're going to do my Christmas song of the night, we're going to do the sports update, and then we're going to call it quits for the night after we do all of this stuff. Oh, at some point, after I exhort, I'm going to talk a little bit about my Black Friday and what I did and what some things that I heard about, like how things went. And I'm going to do that after I do the reading and exhortation, and then it'll kind of lead into the Christmas song that I'm going to sing. But without further ado, it is time for the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for this great program tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for the great listeners, Lord God. I thank you that they be encouraged tonight, that they be blessed, that they have weights lifted off their shoulders, maybe by something I say. I just pray, Lord God, that you bless them. I claim, Lord God, that you bless me and redeem me in my time and all the time I've put into this. Lord God, I just thank you that your hand's upon me. I thank you that you're anointing my lips, my voice, so that I know exactly what I'm to say. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the rest of that money. $600. We got most of it in. We're believing for the rest of it, Lord God, so we can have this great new equipment. I'm believing God for that, for you for that, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I'm believing also for great sponsors to come in and help sponsor the show, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for, and I give you praise and honor and glory for all this in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's open our Bibles, please. We're going to go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, again, and we're going to talk again, read our verses on faith. After that, after I do the reading, I've been reading all of Hebrews 11 and the first couple verses of Hebrews 12. So turn with me to Hebrews 11. After that, we're going to go to the first couple verses of Hebrews 12. And then after that, we are going to go to the book of Genesis, chapter 46. So Hebrews 11, Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3, and then Genesis 46. That's where we're going to be studying from in our time in the Word tonight. as I look to encourage you and give you hope as much as possible. If you got your Bible, please open it. We want you to participate. We totally believe in participation. I don't just want this to be the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. I want it to be the Preacher, the Miracle Man, and you show. That means that I'm reading the verse, you reading the verse. I'm praying, you're praying. If I were to take an offering, you giving it. But, yeah, you get the picture. We want you to participate. So, with that in mind, with the word in mind, I'm going to start reading immediately. In Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and the certainty of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man, even when he spoke well of his offerings. For by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. And, sorry, I was just turning the page. So, and when he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he obeyed the word and became, by his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And this one man, and he was as good as dead. His family descendants was numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value rather than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is visible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I don't have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions. They quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had promised something better for us, so that only together with us will they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, and let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such oppression from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Genesis 46. Let's see what happens with Jacob and Joseph, the family. Praise God. So here we go. So Israel sent out with all that was his. And when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifice to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." "Here I am," he replied. "I am God, the God of your father," he said. "Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt. I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again." And Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. Then Jacob left Beersheba, and Israel's sons took their father Jacob and their children and their wives in the carts that Pharaoh had sent to transport him. They all took with them their livestock and the provisions they had acquired in Canaan. And Jacob and all his offspring went to Egypt. He took with him to Egypt his sons and grandsons, and his daughters and granddaughters, all of his offspring. These are the names of the sons of Israel, in parentheses Jacob, and his descendants who went to Egypt. Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob. The sons of Reuben: Hanok, Pelu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon: Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Zohar, and Shawel. The Enon of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah: Er, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But Er and Onan had died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamuel. The sons of Issachar: Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shemron. The sons of Zebulun: Pared, Elon, and Jahueliel. These were the sons Leah bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, besides his daughter Dinah. The sons and daughters of his were 33 in all. The sons of Gad: Zephon, Ragai, Shoniai, Esbon, Eri, Ori, and Aroli. The sons of Asher: Ishbal, Eshron, and Beria. The sister was Sirah. The sons of Beria were Heber and Malkiel. These were the children born to Jacob. Zilpah, by these were the sons of Jacob, born to Jacob by Zilpah, whom Laban had given to his daughter Leah. 16 in all, the sons of Jacob's wife, Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. In Egypt, Manasseh and Ephraim were born to Joseph, to Asenath, daughter of Potiphar, priest of the sons of Benjamin, Bela, Bekar, Asheel, Gera, Nashan, Ehi, Rosh, Miriam, Murthim, and Ed. These were the sons of Rachel who were born. Who were born to Jacob. 14 in all. The sons of Dan, Hushim, the sons of Naphtali, J-A-H-Z, Jaziel, Goni, Jezar, and Shelem. These were the sons born to Jacob by Bilhah, whom Laban had given to his daughter Rachel, 7 in all. All of these who went to Egypt were with Jacob, those who were his direct descendants, not counting his sons, wives, numbered 66 persons. And the two sons who had been born to Joseph in Egypt, the members of Jacob's family, which went to Egypt, were 70 in all. Now Jacob sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to get directions to Goshen. When they arrived in the region of Goshen, Joseph, his chariot made ready and went to Goshen to meet his father, Israel. As soon as Joseph appeared before him, he threw his arms around his father and wept for a time. Israel said to Joseph, "No, I am ready to die, since I have seen for myself that you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and speak to Pharaoh, and I will say to him, my brothers and my father's household who were living in the land of Canaan have come to me, and men are shepherds. They tend livestock, and they have brought along their flocks and herds and everything they own. When Pharaoh calls you in and asks, 'What's your occupation?' you should answer, Your servants have tended livestock from our boyhood on, as our fathers did.' Then you will be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen. For all shepherds are detestable to the Egyptians." I want to talk about this idea for a few minutes about all these people that I read about earlier in chapter 11 of Hebrews. All these certain people, some of them were destitute. Some of them were walking around in sheepskins and goatskins. They were mistreated. For what? They were mistreated and they were persecuted because they believed in God, because they had faith. They were destitute and they were dealing with great suffering all because they had faith in God. And people didn't want them. I mean, some other people didn't want them to have faith in God, but they did. Some of you, if you've never had anybody out come up to you and question you about, you know, your Christianity, maybe you need to do a better job living your life for Him. And it's just something to think about. And, you know, they were, some of them were put to death by the sword. We're so lucky that in America we're not dealing with this kind of stuff. The persecution you'll get in this country is just, oh, you're one of those religious folks. He's Bible touting. He got religion. He goes to that one church over there. Oh, that doesn't compare to what they got in the old days. Because like we just read earlier, they were wearing sheepskins. They were wearing goatskins. Some of them died. They were destitute. They suffered all for believing in God. And I've been fortunate that I haven't really been persecuted. But I'm so liked. I'm not saying that me being well liked has anything to do with it. But the Bible says we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And I choose to do that. I hope you make the same choice. And, you know, we just gotta, you know, thank God that we live in a country that we can just go out, you know, live our life. We're allowed to believe God. We're allowed to tell people about God, you know, and that He can do things for us and He will do things for us. We're allowed to tell people and not have to face such serious persecution like what they did in the olden days and like what they get in these other countries. We should be so grateful. We should be so grateful, you know, that we live in this country. This is the only country that's based, that is meant to be a Christian nation. America was birthed to be a Christian nation. According to a certain study that my pastor has mentioned before, there's a certain poll or something like that that came out a few years ago. And according to that, America is still 87% Christian. Now, unfortunately, many of them don't live like it, but they still say they're Christian. Only if only so many more of us lived like it, we'd be in a lot better shape than what we are right now. We've got to get God back in our schools. We've got to get God back in our courtrooms. We have to get him back. We already lost a generation, possibly two. I don't want us to lose any more to be a good witness. You just gotta walk out. Can't just say one thing and do the other. You gotta say you believe in faith and believe in God and actually believe him and do what he says. You can't be a hypocrite. And there's another thing you can't be. You can't have one foot in the world, one foot in the church. A while ago, you could kind of teeter-totter. That didn't make it right, but it wasn't as dangerous as it is now. You could kind of be in for a while, then out for a while. Then in for a while, then out for a while. Can't do that anymore. Not if you want to truly do it right. You can't do that anymore. And the Bible says, if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. And right now, just so you don't think I'm all rambling, what I'm talking about is just the idea, this idea that we're so fortunate that we're not dealing with the level of persecution like these people that I had read about that were from the Old Testament, like Jephthah and what have you, and Samson and all those people. Even though Samson didn't turn out so well, but you know, these other people that I had mentioned, you know, they were all persecuted because of what they believed. They were all, you know, but in this country, there's no reason to be ashamed. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We had a song we used to sing when I was little. At church, they used to sing this. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, wholeness, rescue, restoration, renewal, deliverance, that is salvation to those who believe. And that's what it's about. That's what that song was about. And it's just the idea that you can't be ashamed. You got to tell people. And right now, and before I move on to what I want to do next, I am giving a call to salvation. And I really hope those of you listening take this very seriously. Because, listen, we're in the last days. We're in the last days. We're so close right now. Somebody could just push a wrong button. And what would happen is that wrong button push could lead straight to our Armageddon and the tribulation. And we are not supposed to be here during the tribulation. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, if you don't know for sure that if you died tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, or anytime soon, if you don't know that for sure, if you die, that if you died, you would make heaven? Make sure. We can help you make sure. You can call us at that special number. You can call us at 215-383-3810. And you press 1, it'll take you through the screener. And we can lead you in the sinner's prayer. And you'll repent, you'll have repented, and you'll become a whole new person in God's eyes. And once someone gives their life to the Lord, man, there's a celebration in heaven from the angels you wouldn't believe. And so, if you don't know my Jesus, or if you want me to pray with you and help you, to help you make sure that you're going to go to heaven, or if you want prayer for something else, please call that special number at 215-383-3810. So that I can help you and pray with you. And I'd love to help you out. Preacher Man would love to help you out. So you can just call in and we will help you. And so with the word of prayer, Lord God, I just thank you that we would be grateful that we live in, those of us who live in America, that we'd be so grateful that we live in a place where we have freedom to worship, freedom to exercise our faith, freedom to live out our life for you, Jesus. And I just pray right now that you would help us to not be ashamed of it. Not hang our heads down. Not be like, oh, I got to go to church. The conference is tomorrow. No, Lord, that's not me. I'm so proud to be a Christian. And I just thank you. But I just thank you, Lord God, that, you know, that you just help us. You know, the we'd be grateful that we can freely worship you, and help us not to be ashamed of it, and help us to win souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because as we know, time is short, and I just pray, Lord, that you would help us in all this, and in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I forgot to talk about this last night, but the main reason I forgot is because I had so much sports stuff and everything to get to, but, so yeah, Friday was Black Friday, you know, this past weekend was Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving shopping weekend is very big for retail. And nationwide, they say that Black Friday, when you combine in-store and online shopping, it was, in fact, the busiest Black Friday ever. If you just look at it based on in-store traffic, then it would be, I believe it was actually down by like 1% compared to last year on Black Friday itself. And Thursday was like the same or down a little bit. And Saturday was, I believe, down a little bit. But generally, in-store traffic was down just a little bit. Online was up. They said yesterday was supposed to be a $6.6 billion online shopping day for Cyber Monday. We don't know yet how much money exactly was made. They said $6.6 billion predicted. But on Friday, I went to three malls. First, I went to Oakland Mall, which it was, parking was pretty crowded, but we found a spot quickly, rather quickly. We go inside. One level is pretty crowded, good amount of people. Some stores had lines, but some somewhat long lines, and others not so much. And then the other two floors were rather slim and boring. We go to Somerset, and this one's a lot busier. And Macy's is crazy packed. The food court, there was a line for Chick-fil-A with literally 100 people in it, which to me was just so crazy. And then that Apple store was insane. But Macy's, I didn't know this on Friday, but I found out about it a couple days later. For a few hours, you could not use your credit card. You could not use a credit card at Macy's. The whole system was down for some reason. And backed a bunch of people up. It made the lines really long, and it made other people really angry because they would have to leave their stuff. And stuff, you know, and that Macy's card machine system thing was a mess. And then Great Lakes Crossing, which mall-wise, when you look at it just based on a mall, felt like that one had more people in it and stuff. But there wasn't necessarily a store that had like so much of a longer line than anyone else. Some of them did have lines to get in. Like Nike had like 60 people in line in front of their store waiting to get in, which is just crazy to me. And that, keep in mind, the Nike store in Great Lakes Crossing is four times as big as it used to be. And there's still 60, 70, 80 people online trying to get in there. So that was insane about that one. And then food court was just as packed as Somerset, basically, but no 100 people in a single line like that Chick-fil-A. But all in all, pretty good day. My mom was able to get good stuff, and so were some other people. From what I heard, deals were, in general, pretty good this year, I felt like. And I was talking to a girl today who manages the Dakota Watch Company stores in Midland Mall, Genesee Valley Center down in Flint, the one at Great Lakes Crossing, as well as the one over at Woodland Mall over in Grand Rapids. Basically, she told me that at least for her stores, traffic was up. And in a couple of the cases, it was up quite a bit for the store. They made a lot more money than last year. Can the same be said for the whole mall? I'm not sure. I don't know exactly how Flint Mall as a whole did. Great Lakes Crossing, maybe because I was there a little bit later this year than last year. I thought it was just a little bit less than last year. And I remember my dad had to go to Verizon to get our phones changed. And when he went by Great Lakes Crossing at 8 o'clock that morning, He said it didn't look all that crowded. He said parking didn't look all that crowded. But before I got there, Auburn Hills Police had sent out a tweet that said, no parking available in the Great Lakes Crossing parking lot. And I wish they would have tweeted back when it was available, but they didn't, so we tried our luck. We had to sit in some traffic for a few minutes in order to get in. The really bad part about it was that some people were cutting us off. But we got in there, and it didn't take us too many minutes to find a parking spot. But luckily, we didn't try looking way up front, thank God. But, you know, we found one right near a door I wanted to go in, actually, which worked out great. And so I think it was that favor with God I've been talking about a little bit. You know, favor to find a parking spot. But hey, it works. Even though
hey,
I've heard people,
it does work, doesn't it?
Yeah. Even though I might have not been praying it out loud, in a way, in my mind, I was kind of praying because we did come because, you know, if you've been to Great Lakes Crossing, you know, there's two ways you can get into it from 75. And we were coming up from the north, and there had been a tweet from the police department earlier that had said, please use Joslyn to get in. Baldwin is very backed up. And we followed their advice, but Joslyn was still backed up with a lot of people trying to get in. So, like, we're favor because apparently when you're going through Joslyn and go down that ring road thing, apparently the first district you see is that District 6, which is the district I like, where my favorite spot to park at, because then, you know, you're like literally a minute walk from the food court, literally. And that's where I like to go into there. And Great Lakes Crossing, that's the one that's like 5 minutes away from my mother's house. No, 10 minutes away from my mother's house. It was pretty cool, though, that I still found one relatively quickly after we dealt with the traffic, you know. But then, I thought it was a good weekend, and all the stuff that they paint about a total retail apocalypse, I don't think it's true yet, you know. Now, some stores could maybe do a better job at trying to get people in throughout the year, because there have been certain signs that I might have seen. But, like, sometimes up here, like, during the summer, like, in some of these malls, in, like, the middle of the summer and that, some of them, it's just down in the middle of summer in general compared to some warmer places, because up here, when it's warmer, everyone wants to be outside, you know? And there could be variables like that in some of it. But in the others, sometimes it's just hard to tell, you know?
I have a question for you, Miracle Man.
What is it?
What's your favorite restaurant in a food court?
There's actually a couple I like. A&W does tend to be one that I tend to gravitate towards quite a bit when I go there, but we have one in Midland. Of the ones we don't have, there's two that I really like a lot. One is called Kirby's Coney Island. I go to the express version because they do have a sit-down place also, but I like the express version because I can just sit in the food court and eat it and, you know, like people watch and stuff. And then also, there's a place called Sweet Lorraine's Mac and Cheese Kitchen.
Oh, my.
And there's several different kinds of macaroni and cheese you can choose from. My personal favorite is the bacon mac and cheese. bacon and cheese mac and cheese where there's bacon on it. And I like that a lot, the bacon mac and cheese. So that's what I think I'm going to order next time I'm in there. And I like that place. And then it'd be nice if there was Steak and Shake in the food court too, but there's only one outside. But when I go there, I always like eating in the food court. I really do. To me, for some reason, there's just nothing like it, at least in that one. Because, you know, I figure if I'm going to use the seating, I should at least get a drink or something, you know. Because when I was leaving that mall, when we were on the way out of there, the food court was still packed, but, like, almost 100% full. Could barely find a table, barely find a seat. Annie, what did you say? Did you say almost half the people had no food or drinks with them?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Preacher Man? Did you hear what she just said?
Yeah, I did.
Yep. Now sometimes I'll do that, but if I do it in that seating area, it's only for a few minutes, you know? Or at least have a cup with me, you know, like so I'm going to refill it, you know? That way, as to not take up valuable space, because when it's busy in there, you know, they need all the space, you know? And there is seating all around the mall, but they say it's one of the most successful outdoor malls in America. And on certain weekends when I've been there, I would believe it because that place is packed. But there's a place in Nashville, Opry Mills, and that's pretty packed too. But that's the Black Friday update. And now, for all you people who are listening and have been waiting for it, waiting so patiently, I may add, here is the Christmas song for tonight. This is actually a song that I'm going to be performing very soon at church, at Living Word Church. I don't know exactly when. I haven't been told when it's going to be that I'm going to do this song, but here we go. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, of yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim. Amen. This is a very powerful song. What what it, and it's so powerful. This is that song. It also talks a bit about, you know, how he taught us to love one another. It talks about how all oppression shall cease. And it's, what it is, the idea is behind it is like, praise God, like, thank God Jesus is born in Bethlehem, because if he wasn't, we wouldn't be the same if he wasn't born, because he died on the cross. But of course, before he could die on the cross, he had to be born, you know. You know, there. So it's just, you know, something to think about. And he really does desire to be praised. And it's one of the amazing, beautiful things. And I love it. It's a great Christmas song. I'm trying to think of a Christmas song I don't like anyway. Anyways, this is my favorite time of year, tied with summer. I love them both equally. Sometimes it's kind of like at war in my mind, which I like better. And somewhere I'll say I like summer better. At Christmas, I'll say I like Christmas better. It depends on what aspect I'm looking at and why, you know. The way I look at it, it just depends. But now it's time to remind you Coca-Cola from McDonald's, the world's best soft drink.
Dr. Pepper from McDonald's, right alongside of America's greatest fries.
And I was gonna say the Coke right alongside America's greatest fries, along with your choice of either one, two, or more of McDonald's Christmas pies.
Are they good? I haven't tried one yet. Are they good?
They're very good. They're very good. They really are. You can get two for $1.19 at the McDonald's I'm at. At your McDonald's, I don't know where they are. McDonald's would also like to remind you that you can get a small shake flavor of your choice, strawberry, chocolate, vanilla, and now for Christmas, eggnog. And you can get the small size of that for just $2. And for you coffee drinkers, there is now a peppermint mocha now available. So, McDonald's, this is my personal that I came up with this. McDonald's invites you to experience Christmas at McDonald's by choosing either getting either a holiday pie, an eggnog shake, or a peppermint mocha. It's your choice. You get to choose. It's not Burger King where you can have it your way, but still. you know, they can still customize it for you. Whether you want the cherry on top and the whipped cream on top of your shake or not, you can choose. I go with it. Some people might go without it. You know, if you want your Coke without ice and you go through the drive-thru, they'll do that for you. That's how I do it. I always get mine with no ice in it. Every time. There's never ice in my Coke when I go to McDonald's. But nonetheless, it's brought to you by McDonald's as well as by folks. If you go, I talked about this a minute earlier, and I think it's pretty fitting that I do a spot for the Sweet Lorraine's Fabulous Mac and Cheese Kitchen. They have stands in the food courts of Great Lakes Crossing, as well as in Somerset Collection. So if you're going to Detroit over the next few weeks. You think Sam's going to what? Sorry.
Are you there?
Yes.
We have a special treat for you tonight. Ready? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
I heard that for the voice.
Merry Christmas.
Miracle, man.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome. I love you.
We just had to let you know that there was a couple callers online tonight, so that's a cool thing.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Many of us. Many, many people listening, Rivers. Praise God. Love you,
so,
son.
You're doing a great job, and we're just giving you a hard time, so we'll let you get back to the show now.
No more interruption. All right.
Okay, anyways. Anyhow, brought to you this, this, we can say, including that interruption, has in fact been brought to you by Sweet Lorraine's Fabulous Mac and Cheese Kitchen, who does, as I just said, has the stands in Great Lakes Crossing Outlets, Food Court, in District 6. Of Great Lakes Crossing Mall, as well as in the Somerset Collection Northside, up in the Peacock Cafe's food court, which is up on the third level, and I believe the center. Annie, would that be the center of third level, where the food court is center about?
Yep.
Yep, center of food court of Somerset Collection. Two places to choose from. Both. In either case, you'll get fabulous mac and cheese. The name says it all. You can choose to get a mini size mac or a mega size mac. Sometimes, if I'm there, sometimes I want a mini mac. Sometimes, I've gotten the mega mac, I believe, once. But I like that with the Coke No Ice. And you can choose to either have a cookie. They actually have great peanut butter cookies, by the way, or a bag of chips. You get to choose them. Pretty good food. A bit different for a food court eatery, but hey, sometimes different is great. It's a break from the traditional burger and fry, sub, taco, or Chinese, or pizza that you always see in an American mall food court. So nonetheless, if you're in Detroit area shopping these next few weeks, or any time for that matter, go pay Sweet Lorraine's Fabulous.
Are you there, Miracle Man? I can't seem to hear him. It seemed like I got everything. Let's check with. This is the value of having callers. Are you still there, Mom?
Yes.
All right. Can you hear the Miracle Man?
I did. He did great, huh? I don't hear him
right
now, though.
All right. No, evidently there's a problem there. Text Annie and ask her if she's having a problem. I'll do a little bit of talking here.
Okay.
And it might be a good time to tell a story on the Miracle Man for Christmas. Tell one of the happy memories till he gets back with us.
Okay.
Go ahead and text her, and I'll give a little bit of a spot here.
Okay.
As the producer of the show, I want to encourage you to follow the show, anybody that's out there. And do that in this manner. Go to blogtalkradio.com, search up the Miracle Man. You can look up the preacher and the Miracle Man. But anyways, when you get there, you're going to find Upfront Entertainment. That's the name of our Blog Talk Radio channel. I've actually used it for a number of years for many different things. So if you go there, there's quite a history of many different things I've done throughout the years. However, all 45 of the Miracle Man's shows are archived there. Now, when you get there, you can click the follow button. And when you do, that's going to give you the ability to follow the show. What will happen with that is every time we make a show and we schedule it, you will be notified by text or email, whatever you set up. And then if you can listen to it, that's fine. And if you can't, fine. You may only want to come for his exhortation. You may only want to come for the sports talk. You might just want to come and talk about McDonald's. It's what's important is that you come and are part of whatever you want to do, and Blog Talk Radio will let you know. Hang on just a second. I got to type this. Have him call in on his phone. Like a caller. Well, that way you can follow the program and you can be a part. And come on, get out here and talk with us. You know, he's got a plan of what he's going to do every time. But every time you have another caller that gets in and communicates with us, it makes it so much more of a great show. Hold on. I just got, wait, we got another caller. Welcome, glad to have you with us. And that's probably, is that you, Miracle Man? Is that you, Miracle Man?
Yep, you have the Miracle Man back on.
All right, that's cool. You're sounding good. You got the headset on with that?
No, I actually forgot it.
Okay, but you sound good.
But,
that's all right. Go ahead. I was just getting ready to go to your mom and have her tell a good Christmas story on you.
But anyhow, it is now time. It is now time for sports, and we begin with Monday Night Football, in which you had the Baltimore Ravens defeat the Houston Texans by a score of 36-24. Houston Texans are on a bit of a downward spiral. And for the Baltimore Ravens, that is who the Lions play next on Sunday in Baltimore. It's live in Baltimore. The game is live in Baltimore. And so that's where it's going to be. Also, there, according to some sources, the defensive coordinator for the Lions could possibly be going to Arizona State at the end of the offseason for a coaching job there. So it's one thing to keep in mind. Also, according to that same source, the Lions' playoff window is closing. And the Seahawks the Falcons, the Panthers did not do the Lions any favors this weekend, as they all won. And
oh yeah,
and other teams ahead of them, when they're all winning, that doesn't help. So the Lions really need to get back to winning, as they are six, even though they're 6-5. Folks, this means they could be 10-6 and possibly make the playoffs. I mean, not make the playoffs, possibly. It's a possibility. So they better hope that doesn't happen. And there'll be more on my prediction for how I see that Ravens-Lions game going tomorrow. In basketball, your Detroit Pistons beat the Boston Celtics in Boston by a score of 118-106. Five different Piston players in double figures. Pretty nice job. These Pistons might be for real, as they are 12-7. So they're doing a pretty good job. They might actually be for real. They could actually go somewhere. So I'm pretty excited for them. I think they could really make some good noise this year. Now, Red Wings, they're on a four-game losing skid, as they have a home game tonight that you can listen to on 790 AM WSGW. And this is at Little Caesars Arena, that arena that I had the privilege of going right near and going into, like, that ticket building or whatever, but was unable to get into the regular building as it was closed. But I'm hoping to get some Piston tickets for Christmas from Santa Claus. I say Santa Claus, even though, you know, Santa Claus is really not real. And it's a fantasy, and it can be fun, but it's something I'm going to talk about at some point in the season as we go through it. And so, you know, what? No, I'm sorry. I don't mean it like that.
Sorry, folks. Never mind that. But anyhow, folks. Sorry, I'm sorry. But anyhow. Now, here we so anyhow, the Pistons doing pretty good. We're at I'm back to going. Looks to be for football to be returning from this year. Next year. Wilton Spate, who's transferring, and line back together next year. So, though they might not have, you know, the number one season, the best season ever next year, better than this year, and a bit back to record the biggest win. I mean, the big, largest comeback in the history of the Michigan-Ohio State game. And then I just want to remind you that leadership conference starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock with prayer before him at 6:15. It's going to be a great time. Other he talked about by you can on marktbarclay.com on your computer or on your mobile device. It's your choice. They allow you to make that option. And while if you would like to purchase some materials from Mark T. Barclay, you can do that as well on that same website. There is an online bookstore, so you can go and order some things and enhance your walk with God. Just thought I'd do a little plug for that.
Hey, you got any? You got any of them you'd like to recommend they buy?
Right now, here's what I think. Pastor has taught a couple different times. It's been a while since he did this, but he has a series called What to Do When.
Yeah.
It don't really make cassettes anymore, but it's available on CD, I believe DVD, or you could possibly get it on a thumb drive. It's called What to Do When. And there's many different areas where he talks about what to do when, like what to do when you get your feelings hurt, what to do when the newness wears off, what to do when your children are in trouble, what to do when you or a loved one needs prayer, what to do when sickness comes. Those are just a few great ones from the What to Do When series. Or you could also, or you could get one, for example, called Things You Need for the Day Ahead. He taught this 13, 14 years ago, but the Word of God never gets old. And many of those things he talks about, and the day ahead is now. Essentially, 1 minute from now is future. 1 second from now is future. It's about various elements like healing and other great things. But all that stuff is available for you on markbarclay.com. If it's not on the website, you can call Living Word Church, Mark Barclay Ministries, at 989-832-7547. Ask to speak to publications, and they can that for you, and you can purchase it. Just some good, things you can listen to. Prophet of God, Mark T. Buckley. And now, when we do our show again, until tomorrow, God first. God always. So long, everybody, and I'll see you next time.
So long, Miracle Man. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.